When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 135. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Every other weekday, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. But today, I answer your questions. Now, why am I qualified to do so? I have my master's in public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a certified health education specialist. I have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in disease prevention and nutrition. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist and a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing. I'm also an assistant professor at Bastyr University, California, where I'm the program lead for the Master of Science in Nutrition for Wellness program. Now, really quickly, before we get to today's question, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list on the first of the month, and we're already nearing that time if you can believe it. So if you want to be a part of that and get some helpful tips and tools from us for free, come join the email list at oldpodcast.com. I'll mention again briefly at the end of the show, so for now, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I'm thinking about trying a keto diet using exogenous ketones to get my holiday weight off and then get back to my normal healthy eating pattern. Is this a safe diet and how long would it be safe to use? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Joyce. Now follow along with me here. Imagine it's 2012. Now picture me walking around a busy downtown street, stopping people at random and asking them if they have ever heard of the ketogenic diet. I would guess that fewer than 10 people would have responded in the affirmative, even though the diet's been used since the early 1900s to treat epilepsy. Fast forward to today, and I'm willing to bet that 25 or more folks would know something about the ketogenic diet. Now, why this sudden jump in popularity? Part of this can be attributed to athlete and celebrity endorsements. A handful of world record-setting endurance athletes swear by the ketogenic diet and insist that it played a large role and their athletic achievements. What's so special about this eating pattern, though? Typical American diets consist of about 60% of one's daily energy, think calories, from carbohydrates, and about 15% of one's calories come from protein, and about 25% from fat. Contrast this with the ketogenic diet, which requires one consumes 10% of one's daily calories from carbohydrate, 20% from protein, and a whopping 70% from fat. So basically, it's a lower carbohydrate, high fat diet. It's called a ketogenic diet because this lowered consumption of dietary carbs leads to the buildup of these things called ketones in the body. You're actually probably familiar with one type of ketone, nail polish remover, basically made of acetone. Acetone is just one type of ketone, and there are many. And yes, when our bodies are in a state of ketosis, meaning the body is creating these ketones, one of the ones produced is acetone. So if you were to follow this diet for a period of, let's say, 2 weeks or longer, you would be in a state of what we call ketosis, meaning your blood levels of these ketones, like acetone, have increased to a higher amount than normal. So now you're probably thinking, is being in this state of ketosis bad? What if it happens in the long term? Is it possible that following such an extreme diet could be beneficial? Well, based on observational case studies performed in the 1920s, explorers observed Inuit populations consuming large amounts of dietary fat and not a whole lot of carbohydrates. So basically, they were following a ketogenic diet. At the same time, these folks did not appear to suffer from the chronic diseases commonly seen in Western societies. So these explorers then thought, maybe these Inuit populations are onto something with their diets. So since then, studies have been performed to test the effects of the ketogenic diet. The majority of these studies have recruited elite athletes as participants. Results have shown that during activity, these athletes burn more fat as fuel and were able to improve their endurance when they followed a ketogenic diet. And it's often assumed that these ketones are what help this extra fat burn. We know that in the short term, when otherwise healthy individuals follow this eating style, it appears to be relatively safe. But when switching from a standard American diet or a standard Western diet, which consists mostly of carbohydrates, to one of mostly fat, there will be some side effects. Individuals often complain of feeling fatigued, which could be the result of having low blood sugar due to the decreased intake of carb. They may experience constipation, also due to the reduced carbohydrate intake, or diarrhea because of the increased fat intake. Some may develop gallstones, and others may experience some vitamin deficiencies as well. Now, I want to go back to your question about using exogenous ketones, Joyce. For those that aren't aware, you can buy ketones from supplement manufacturers. So what if you were to avoid following this strict diet altogether and just ingested ketones from a bottle instead? Would that provide the same effect? Sadly, I don't know at this time. There are a number of reasons why I can't say for sure. One reason is that often supplement manufacturers will add other ingredients to their supplements. So you may think you're purchasing ketones, but in fact, you're getting ketones with other ingredients like herbs, taurine, capsaicin, caffeine, or even asparagus. Yes, asparagus. True story. Because of this, we don't know whether it's the ketones that may help burn fat, those other ingredients, or maybe a combination of the two. Also, there simply aren't enough studies. We have some studies examining the use of raspberry ketones, but not other forms. Now, jumping back to this idea of following a ketogenic diet, I should also mention that because many of the more recent studies examining the health effects of this diet used elite athletes as participants, this is a very unique subset of individuals. Elite athletes have very different nutritional needs when compared to those of us that do not possess these superhuman-like abilities. Also, as I mentioned before, the majority of these studies were performed over the short term, think less than 6 months. I recently attended an academic conference and happened to speak with one of the leading ketogenic diet researchers, Marlia Braun, who's a PhD and a registered dietitian. And I asked her, we have all of this data on the short-term effects of following a ketogenic diet, but what happens when otherwise healthy individuals follow this diet for a year or more? Her response, we don't know. So it is possible that over the long term, individuals may not experience the same benefits. Plus, this diet is very strict. I'm not so sure that long-term adherence to it is realistic for most folks. Maybe realistic for athletes since they're very conditioned and they're used to following very specific protocol for long periods of time. However, if this type of eating pattern does appeal to you, it would definitely be a good idea to talk to your physician first to be sure that it's safe given your current health status and prior health history. I would also recommend that you begin the ketogenic diet very slowly to prevent any uncomfortable side effects.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for your question, Joyce. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to send in a question, come by oldpodcast.com. While you're there, if you want to get some life tips from us, some free spreadsheet tools, and be entered into a raffle to win a book on the first of every month, enter your email address. It's totally free and a great way to show us that you like what you hear. You can also text in. Just text the word Batman to the number 44222, and you'll be added to our newsletter and all of our raffles by doing so. Or again, just visit oldpodcast.com. So why Batman? He's my favorite superhero, duh. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. Have a great weekend. Thank you for sharing this with a friend. I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.